Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Let's talk to the manager of the Atlanta Braves as we kick off 20 Braves interviews in 20 days. Brian Snicker, kind enough to join us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line here on the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. Snit, as always, a pleasure to talk with you, and congratulations on the extension.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Good to be here, and yeah, it's nice. Thank you very much.
Now, we talked to you at Austin Riley's charity event. You and Ronnie were talking about your wife going to Hawaii for the first time. Was that a feat accomplished?
Yes, it was. It was unbelievable, too. We had a ball.
Snit, tell them what you did as you were leaving, literally as you were leaving.
Well, when I let, yeah, I put the, they put my bags in the taxi, and I waved to him, and I said, I'll see you next year.
That's a good trip.
Yes.
How many years had it been since you and your wife went away without kids?
Oh, my God. Well, you know what? Probably over a decade.
Yeah.
We took our two, or Aaron and Troy, when they were getting older, because we're like, if we don't go on a trip with them now, we'll never see them again. So we took a little mini cruise with them and had a good time, but that was the last time.
Did you get recognized at all in Hawaii?
No, hardly at all. I did in the airport a couple of times when we were coming back, but no, that was kind of nice.
Snit, we talked to you when you got the job about lineups, and when you got the job officially, you're going to go down to spring. Does it ever turn off?
No, I'm sitting in my office right now, quite honestly. I don't think you ever do. I think that's the beauty of this business is I think, I walk around Walmart in December and they're part of me in my mind. I'm a list maker. Mm-hmm. Because I do. I start wandering and thinking about things, or in the shower in December, you start thinking about lineups and things like that. So, no, I don't think it ever really totally turns off.
So we know you, been around you a long time. When the extension conversation starts, was there, I don't want to say any hesitation on your part, but are you having A, too much fun, B, you still have more to give? B, what's the process when you sit down with yourself and then sit down with Ronnie?
Yeah, no, it is. It's, there is a question, and we've talked about it, like, just, how long are you going to go? I feel great. I try and take care of myself the best I can. And I start thinking about life after. I'm going to get to a point, too, where, I missed everything my kids did. I'm not going to miss everything that my grandkids do. I want to be there and soak all that in. So, but for right now, I was very appreciative of Alex and Terry and the fact that, they want me to stay on and keep this thing going for a while. So, I'm having fun. It's a great group of people to be around. The organization is in a really good spot right now, and you kind of want to, keep seeing it through.
If this was a rebuild or there were turds in the building, is this something that you would even have considered?
No, not at all. The reason I'm coming back is, number one, I love this organization. It's what I do. Probably the biggest part of it is the people in the building, the kids in that clubhouse in there, the guys, the young men, and the people that I worked for, Alex and Terry and, Mike and all the, Derek and our people here that make it such a great and special place. I mean, if it wasn't for the people make the organizations. I mean, it's the relationships, the people that set these things apart. I don't think I could be in a better place than right here.
Braves manager Brian Snicker with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. When they recognized you in the airport, did anybody say, well, what are you going to do now that Dansby's gone? What's the lineup going to look
like? Oh, always. That's always the first thing. It's we're going to miss Dansby. I say, yeah, I'm going to miss Dansby too. But you know what? We were we lost a really good player a year ago, and, you know, seemed like we did okay. But I'm a big Dansby Swanson fan. I'll be pulling for him the rest of his playing career. But you know what? We're going to be fine. We have some great options. We have a lot of really good players, and we'll figure this thing out.
I like what you said. The sum is greater than the parts at this point when you look at this lineup and this organization.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is a strong organization. It always has been. We'll continue to fill that pipeline, and we'll continue to develop players. Alex is going to continue to go out and continue to make this club better. But it is. It's about our whole and about the room in there. And not one person is never going to define that. It's going to be a group effort and everybody, you know, dedicated to winning games and making this thing really good.
I think a lot of people talk about the changes. Oh, the bags are going to be a different size. Oh, there's going to be a pitch clock. Oh, there's a universal DH. One of the things that in 29 years of being down just in spring training alone, and I see it now pregame with BP, how the game has changed a little bit. This idea that you have to be on the field for an excessive amount of time because we got to prove that we're putting the work in. The evolution of that is really amazing, and I think you guys and the staff coming back probably have an advantage over some other staffs at this point.
You know what? We don't feel like we have to be on the field for 4 or 5 right. hours a day. Baseball's not – these guys, you know what? You can do a lot of work in an hour and a half, physically, mentally. I mean, there's only so much you can do because, guys, you know what? I don't want them out there because it's once we get started – And this thing kicks off the end of March. It's game on for 6.5-7 months. So, I trust these guys to do what they're going to do as a staff. You know, we put together a program where we can get on the field. We do our work. I tell the guys, too, and if you watch one of our workouts, it's like, you know, we can be out here all day if we're going to screw around and not do things right. Or we can pay attention to detail. We can do things right. And get the work done because, you know, I'm not a big fan of going in and having lunch and coming back out and doing it again for 2 hours because I think you lose these guys. We have quick, concise, really well-ran workouts. Our coaches do a great job of putting together a plan. We have a template now we've worked on for years. It works, and we've seen it work. And so all we got to do now is just plug names in because we've done all the hard work over the years and meetings and all that kind of stuff and putting together a plan. These guys are going to come to spring training, especially the guys that have been around here a while and know exactly what's expected of them and what they're going to do on a daily basis.
Can you explain what in shape meant in 1977 compared to now? Because let's be honest, a lot of guys were truly working jobs, coaching staff included. Yeah. They're not coming in having to do, you know, jumping jacks. This is not that world
that
anymore.
Mock row of the boat. Yeah. That's not happening anymore.
No, and honestly, they, you know what? Most of these guys come in and we probably have to slow them down. Because they're not in baseball shape per se to be outside on your feet and in cleats and on the hard ground and all that. That's the biggest thing. I mean, it's I said, you know, as a coach, if you want to get in shape, go out, you know, put your cleats on or put a pair of golf spikes on and go out and just stand in the yard for 3 hours because that's where your body needs to be. And these guys, they work out the way they eat. They're in good shape all year round. But the big thing is they get sore when we do drills and they got to bend over and they got to field grounders and hit and run the bases. And it's all stuff that really they haven't done a lot of that yet. So we still got to be aware and we treat everybody as if they haven't done anything. Cause if we don't, we'll end up breaking them.
It's February 1st. So we have to ask the three obligatory things. Left field, what's going to happen?
Yeah, something good's going to happen. I mean, somebody's going to get an opportunity to do really good things is the way I look at it. We have a lot of candidates for that job. It's not like center and right where there's two guys that are, you know what, I know we're going to be there opening day. It's we're going to open up a competition out there. And if a guy thinks he's going to sleepwalk through spring training, you know, he's probably going to get left behind.
Vaughn Grissom, your thoughts on him being ready to play every day?
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, I know he's done everything he can this winter. He's a very dedicated young man. He's got an unbelievable work ethic. He loves to play baseball. And we'll see. I mean, as you know, he just had a limited professional experience, but he's a very, you know, he's a very coachable young man. He's got great baseball instincts, you know what? I got to put my eyes on it and see where we're at.
I know you respect the position, but I also know you respect Travis d'Arnaud himself. When Sean comes over, is there a conversation? Is that an off-season type conversation where you pick up a phone and you speak to Travis? And again, I'm sure you have to work through the DH thing, who's going to catch when, how the matchup part of it is going to work with maybe a pitcher or two. But can I ask how you started this process before you even get to Northport?
Well, I mean, I talked to Travis. You know, we were just together for a weekend. And, you know, Travis guy, he knows what's going on. He's a team first guy. I'll be honest with you. I don't know right now. I can't tell you what we're going to do, how that mix is going to be. Cause I honestly want to go down there in that baseball atmosphere and be around these guys. And when we get to working out and have my conversations on a daily basis with these guys and kind of get a feel of where we're all at once we get there. And you know what? And it's real. I mean, we can sit here and I can talk to guys, and because I honestly, if I brought a guy in and you know, too early and talk, I don't know what's going to happen until we get down there and you know what, we start get this thing off the ground. And it's a good problem to have is when you got too many good players, and I always kind of feel like there's enough workload in there for two guys, especially catching and the travel and the day night games and all that kind of stuff. There's going to be opportunity for everybody to have a lot of fun.
And Acuña looks like the Acuña that we saw prior to him hurting the knee. I mean, that psychological hurdle is very real, is it not?
Oh no, it absolutely is. I mean, that kid went through. He went through a lot last year, and I, you know, I saw some MRIs when we MRI'd him, and the thing was, and it wasn't, you know, I mean, it was structurally, everything was great, but there's inflammation. I mean, we talked to, you know, a lot of different sports. I mean, you talk to NFL trainers and their running backs when they come back, and it's always the year after that these guys are fully healed. I think Ronald, with a normal off season, I think I was telling Chris at the Fan Fest, it's like, my God, this kid keeps growing. I mean, that Acuña keeps getting, you know, flatter and flatter on his back. And you know, he's still a young man, still growing. I think I guarantee you, he just can't wait to get down there and get this thing kicked off, because he had a normal offseason. I'm sure he's looking forward to a full season this year.
Snit to it. Things kind of quickly. Back into the rotation. Again, when you talk about competition for pitchers, February, March, how does that work in your mind? How's the evolution of your thought process worked? What do guys have to get done to impress you enough to be a guy who might actually be called up to start a season?
Well, you know what? It's kind of like what they got to do is get guys out, pretty much. As simple as that. But you know what? I don't know. I think we used maybe 10 or 11 starting pitchers last year. Again, we're going to break camp with five starters. But we're going to use, you know, more than that with, you know, giving guys a blow and using guys with options. But it's going to be really – I think that's going to be – probably a really cool thing is to watch Mike Soroka come back and have a normal spring training, and with everything that Ian Anderson went through last year and what Bryce Elder did and who knows who else. So, you know what, we're not, it's just going to be a thing. We'll just, again, we'll look and see how we get there. You know, we'll start these games, I think March 25th or something like that. And, February 25th. And at the end of March, we'll kind of see where we're at, where these guys are, how everybody's progressing, what we think is going to be best, number one, for our club, and number two, the player.
And obviously, doing this for as long as you and the staff have done it, it seems like you talk about getting down there. It's embracing the unknown. We don't know until we're there what's going to happen. Like a couple of years ago, we didn't know Ian Anderson was going to be that guy until he was through the postseason. It's just one of those deals that the season has to play itself out.
That's, you know, a lot of the fun of spring training is kind of like, where's that next Tyler Matzek going to come from? Where's that next Michael Harris and Spencer Strider and those guys that all of a sudden appear and, you know, and do special things. So it might, you know, there may be a guy down there that is on, you know, coming up a fence jumper that ends up being having a big hand in what we're going to do this year. You just never know. And that's the beauty of the game. And, you know, we talk about our division and how tough it is, but you know what, that's why we play the games. And that's the fun of this thing and the excitement of it is why you get down there and you can't wait to get this thing going to see where you stack up.
Stint, the evolution of you as a guy, West Palm to Orlando to now Northport, when you talk about dinners, when you talk about, listen, we have all gotten a little bit older. I'm sure the nights aren't quite as late as they used to be because you do have to get up early in the morning in spring training. Have you found a couple of places in Northport that you and the coaching staff or whatever way you want to do your nighttime now? Have you fallen into a little bit of a system in a new place?
No, I'm going to tell you what, there are some sneaky good restaurants in that Northport area. I love that area. The more I'm there, the more I like it. The facility obviously makes you want to go there because it is such a state-of-the-art, great facility that we have to go to every morning. But it's a really cool area. The beach is right there. There's some really good, Florida-type old-school restaurants there. The nightlife to me is, I'm in bed at 8 o'clock every day. I don't even have it. Life anymore.
You're preaching to the choir, Snit.
I've come a long way back in those days where we used to get that big sack of meal money and I'd spend all of it.
Well, West Palm, there was a couple of one of the hotel bars, and look, it used to be.
There was some really good spots to be young at down there.
Are you telling us in the new facility there's not a leg press machine in a hallway someplace? Have we gotten past all that stuff?
A recumbent bike of some sort?
I know, right? You're absolutely right. You would have to go out in the hall to get all your workout in Orlando. But, yeah, we got this state-of-the-art weight room that's unbelievable. You can actually, you can put literally our entire organization in it. And, we've come a long way since those days at West Palm.
Yeah, I remember the quote-unquote meeting room. There was no meeting room in West Palm. It was grab three folding chairs wherever you can, and we'll sit down and talk. That was the meeting room.
I know. And now we got, huge conference rooms. You can bring half the team in, which is good. We have that auditorium. Mm-hmm. If you want to have a team thing, you can show videos. You can, show them how to do rundowns, stuff like that. But it's so conducive to doing what you need to do.
Well, we appreciate
you. We use every bit of it.
We're going to look forward to seeing it as we head down there on February the 20th. We look forward to seeing you down there. And as always, Ned, again, congrats on the extension, and we'll see you soon. Appreciate the time.
Thank you so much, guys. Pleasure. I appreciate you having me.
Thanks, Ned.
Brian Snicker with us, Braves manager on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right, you can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.